Many philosophers are not happy with an it-is-what-it-is theory. And so the first alternative to that theory is dualism, which is a something more theory. According to dualism, your mental life is something more than just states of you as a person. Instead, your mental life is the state of your soul, which is a distinctly mental entity, and your person is some sort of interacting combination of a mental soul and a physical body. This is different from the dual aspect theory because it holds that your soul is separable from, that is, capable of existing independently of, your body. The reason for holding this generally comes down to how vastly different mental and physical properties are. So, for instance, while all physical things have masses and locations, it doesn't seem right to ask about the mass or physical location of a thought. Similarly, while thoughts have the property of being about or representing other things, it doesn't seem to make sense to think of physical objects as, by their very nature, somehow being about or representing other things. So in this view, minds are the kinds of things that have thoughts, and bodies are the kinds of things that have physical characteristics, and these are fully distinct and separable, though interacting, aspects of reality. Nagel motivates this view by contrasting the first-person aspects of your experiences, such as a peach's taste, to the sorts of things that can be physically described about our interactions with the peach, such as the stimulations of various receptors and nerve impulses. No matter how well you characterize from a third-person point of view a person's interaction with the peach, you'll inevitably leave out the first-person experience of tasting that peach. The mental and physical characteristics of our interactions with a peach are just radically different sorts of things.